Hey y'all, it's Jaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today I'm taking you inside of the green room. The green room is that waiting space before you transition to go live, whether that's on TV, on the set of a play, or if you're a news anchor or something in the like. And in that green room, I remember I've been in green rooms several times. It's like you're alone and you're rehearsing what you're going to say. And you're like maybe shaking out the angst, like the little bit of excitement, the butterflies. And the last time I was in a green room, there was a mirror in there. And I just remember like looking at myself and, you know, making sure that I wouldn't have a clothing malfunction and rehearsing what I was going to say. And then like wanting to scream, you know, like in like, I wouldn't say disbelief or unbelief, but just in excitement that I was about to be closer to something that I had envisioned for myself. And just to give you a little bit of insight, I was recently a TED speaker, and I've been in a green room to go live on a TV segment for fitness. And other times in that same occasion, like maybe being on a radio show, and which was quite different because it was like not anything visual with my aesthetic, just my audio, me speaking. But every time has the same, you know, experience or the emotion or the, you know, I guess I don't even know what to call it. But I'll be talking about that transition because, again, that green room is that transition space where you're about to enter into another room. And I would also like to add, you're going to be transitioning into another season. And we walk all through transitional seasons all the time. Most of them are external. You know, you think about the seasons of the year, spring, summer, fall, winter. But I would like to let you on a little bit of insight that you're also having internal transitions or internal transitional seasons as well, where, you know, on the outside, you can be experiencing a winter time in your life where the weather is cold outside and everyone's bundled up, but somehow you have this joy that's bursting from on inside, and it's like a springtime when things are just blossoming and blooming, or there's like cheer and playfulness inside of you like a summer day. So that's just some insight to think about. We know that internally, when things happen, no one can see what's going on. And at times, it may be hard to express how to explain that feeling. I know being pregnant and having, you know, a seed that's a baby that's growing inside is something that's supernatural and something hard to explain that I, you know, I'm having the baby. And, you know, even though you can't see the baby, as my body is changing externally, but internally, that baby is also growing and taking shape and taking form. And that may be the same with some of your dreams right now. You have been putting in that external work. You know, you may work a 9-to-5. You may be in school right now. You may be taking business courses. You may have a coach, life coach, mentor that's helping you get your back end stuff together, where you're getting your website, your LLC, your trademark, and content, you know, you're creating content, you know, all that good stuff. But then on the inside, there's something else also taking place. And it's where, you know, God doing something in your heart. And what he's doing is enlarging, you know, your capacity, you know, to receive, you know, because what's going on the outside is like, you know, you're doing something that's, it's maybe territory that's unknown, unfamiliar, but inside, you know, your signal, your connection, your plug, you know, your, the way you're able to connect is through the inside to Christ. And as he's giving you things, there's excitement, but then maybe there's like this kind of disconnect at times. How is this going to get done? This is too big of a mountain. How am I going to, you know, come up with the finances? How am I going to get the team? how am I going to put this thing together? And are people going to support me? So I want to just have to linger right there and also think, have you think about a special kind of waiting or transition relates to fulfilling your life purpose. These times are when we long for the not yet seen fulfillment of our destiny. It's like, you know, it's there, it's on the horizon, but it seems so far away. And time passes and it seems like you're just waiting. And I have a tendency to complain, you know, and complaining doesn't help. So it's like when you're waiting, I want to give you some ways to wait. Because waiting is not just about sitting there doing nothing. It's also not about talking about waiting. It's also considering Moses in the Bible waited 40 years to see his destiny fulfilled. Abraham waited 25. Jesus, 18. David waited 15. Joseph, nearly 20. So these biblical patterns show that a person's call is given, and then a long period passes before that calling is fulfilled. And like, why is that? Why is that so? So we know that these biblical leaders, they waited patiently. They believed God was going to come through. We think about Abraham, you know, and Sarah having to wait for the promise of a seed, a son. And then we also can consider the time where Jacob wrestled with an angel, or really wrestled with God, really got discouraged and wondered if God had passed them. You know, think about Joseph in prison. Now, if you've, you know, heard of people being wrongfully imprisoned, that was Joseph. And then there were other parts of his story as well. And then you think about David serving Saul, and you know, that was not an easy way to serve because it wasn't as if he was appreciated. You know, Saul wanted him to die. So we think about, you know, these Bible stories, and they're not just stories, they're actual people. So we can see that waiting for your destiny is not easy. And then those that are heroes of the faith, they even went through even more. So that I want to have you to kind of pause there to know the blueprint is already created for you. You don't have to go reinvent anything. You want to get into your word and you want to know not just the stories, but you want to join your faith to say, God, if you did it for Abraham, you can do it for me. If you did it for Joseph, you can do it for me. So just right now, think about what challenge that you're currently facing. Like, what are you waiting to happen? What are you waiting for? And then how are you waiting? Because that destiny is there. And we know that in God's economy, it's God's world. You know, he created earth, even though it's not always reflective of him, but us individuals are his people. So there's a purpose that you have even in your waiting time. And I want you to think about processing. You know, processing where, like I said, there's an internal season. There's also an external season that's happening in your life. And with processing, it's like you want God to work on your character. You want God to work on, like, sifting everything that is not needing to be out your vocabulary, in your thoughts, in your, you know, inner being. And you want him to do whatever he has to do to refine you for that growth. Just like when there's a gardener that's having to get them weeds out because the weeds will choke the harvest. Even though we have seasons that happen where we can experience them externally, your destiny is not external. So it's something that God has given to you already. And then whatever that weight is, that's something between you and God, because God, you have to take it up with God, because he knows when everything is about to just happen in your life. And you have to have that faith that it's already happened. It's just the manifestation of it. You just don't see it yet. Because when Christ formed you, you was already, you know, everything and anything that you're going to be. So with waiting, don't think of it being like an idle time. You want to be able to plant seed. You want to be able to share that testimony, because you're going to encourage and inspire so many people when they see it. When they see Abraham have a son or a promise. When Joseph's siblings see him, they didn't recognize him at first, but when they see him as the second in charge in Egypt, when David, even with his life being all over the place, is a man after God's own heart, you know, there's eyewitnesses to see that, you know, that wasn't always what they saw. And I want to just end right here. The hardest part with understanding God is that he's sovereign. And we may not ever understand everything about him, but you have to know that God has great things for you, but you have to also understand that as well. It's not about you. It's about him and him accomplishing and fulfilling everything in you that's your promise. And how can you get to that? Sometimes it's in a space where we call the wilderness, or this place where it's kind of like you're out there having to learn how to survive. Been there, done that, where, you know, you lose everything that is normal and you just kind of have bare necessities. You have your daily bread and you're able to live day to day, even though you have dreams and aspirations of getting out that wilderness. But while you're there, it's a real place. It's a real place. And from the wilderness, you know, I'm not saying only the strong survive, because in your weakness, then God is made strong. That's what strength is. But it's a real place that helps to develop you to understanding that this ain't no rehearsal. So as I talked about the green room, you know, that place where you're about to transition to this stage, life is not a stage. It's not an act. And it's not a scene. It's in real time. And people, you know, are not entertained by your life. Maybe there are some people that are entertained, you know, by your post that you share on social media. But when you're really living for Christ and you've surrendered and submitted, it's like people are going to be changed because they're going to meet Christ through you. So remember, when you're waiting, what's going on the inside is more important than what's on the outside. Because remember, whoever you are is already in you already. And the greatness is already in you because the Spirit of God is in you. You just have to realize that. And you have to, you know, not have a pity party or not get on that little, you know, parade on self-sabotage or being in your feelings where there's no blessings in your feelings. It's all about relationship and also coming correct and like really being in a position of posture where you're able to say, God, I'm going to hold on to this promise. I'm going to hold on to this word and I'm going to see it come to pass, because God, I know you have something for me. And if you're that person now, I just want to pray with you. I don't have to understand everything in your life. Maybe you don't understand how hard it is. All of our hearts are going to be different, you know, based on you. You know, God knows how much you can bear. And we hear that he won't put more on you than you can bear. So you're like wondering, like, well, who does he think I am? You know, he doesn't think. He knows. And so, God, I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice that in this waiting season that they're in, that they know that they are overcomers and they are already where they desire to be, but even that place that they desire to be, God has even greater, so that their imagination can roam through that wilderness and through that waiting time to really just seek God, to know not just who he is, but who they are as well. And to know that everything that God has for them is at, you know, an appointed time. It's maybe not in their time, but it's about God's purpose being fulfilled and carried out. So when it's about people, then it's not about God. And I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.